help, because His Spirit supplies. His Spirit supplies all the time. Okay. Let's just pray as we go into God's word. I want to especially thank the pastorate for this opportunity, for growing us and giving us assignments such as this. God bless you, Seth Man. God bless you, Pastor Mwai. Let's just pray. Father Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the entrance of your word gives light and our lives are transformed. Lord, I thank you because you take my voice and you speak to your people. And every life here, including mine, those online, offline, everywhere, even those that are hearing now and those that will hear after, will be blessed by your word. Glory be to your name, Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So for the sake of the tips ministry, I will call this tribesmen. Tribesmen. For the sake of the ministry of the tips ministry. Hallelujah. Okay, Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Our God is good. So we've heard from here several times that God speaks all the time, right? That God speaks to us all the time. God speaks to His people all the time. Just like your radio, your transistor is on all the time. But it's whenever you like, you tune into the station. For us, we ought to stay tuned all the time, because the informations you get are the keys that will keep your life, that will keep you sustained, that will keep you advanced, that will keep you in tune, that will open new ideas, new frontiers, and everything for you. But if you shut down at any time, you are the one losing, because informations are still going on. Informations are still going on. So if you go off the radar, you're the one who will lose informations. And those informations are vital. They are very strong key factors to your progress, to your success in your faith walk. Hallelujah. So Luke chapter 15. It says from verse 11, to illustrate the point, okay, I'm reading from the NLT. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, I want my share of your estate now, before you die. So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land. And there he wasted all his money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his field to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him. But no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare. And here I am, dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against both heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant. I'll stop there. Praise God. Let's also see Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. from verse 20. He said, my child, pay attention to what I say. Carefully, listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Hallelujah. We'll read two more. Immediately we read, I'll just do a few explanations that we go into prayers. Amen. Ephesians 4, 1 to 4. Therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace, for there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. Lastly, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 12. It's about, but you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Dear friends, I warn you, as temporary residents and foreigners, to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then, even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world. Hallelujah. The young man woke up one morning and said, Father, I need a share of my property. I need a share of your will. I need you to divide. I need you to share these properties. I need my will now. Hallelujah. The first wrong thing he did was wanting the future now. Desiring to consume his tomorrow today. What was meant for him in future, he decided to collect it right now. Why? Because he has desires. Just like the book of 1 Peter 2, 9 that we read. He said, the end part says, be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbor. Not there. Before that, he said, dear friend, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very soul. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. So, when he collected his property, when he collected the will, what did he do? He went to flex. He went to, someone was trying to write a pidgin Bible. And in Warri that time, he was telling this story in pidgin. You will love the way he put it. So when he got to this part where he said, he requested for the wheel. The guy said, jand is a slang. You know, jand is a slang for abroad. So he said, the guy won't chant, just like we say Japa. Uh-huh. So because the Bible said he went to a faraway country, so he went to a distant land, and that's why it took a while for him to come back to himself to say, let me go back to my father's house. Is even better than this. Because where he went is a distant place. Never stroll too far. I talked about the transistor as an example. The radio is always talking. So God is always talking. We should stay on that path. According to 1 Peter, we should stay on that path where we hear God all the time. Let's stay in fellowship with him all the time. He's a father. He loves us. He wants to keep us in check, in track. Let's put in every effort to stay in check, to stay. Let our father have access to us at all time. It gives you peace. It gives you that sense of safety. It gives you that sense of belonging. If anything is going to happen, you know you are within the radar. You know when they look for your trouble or somebody wants to fight you and you are close to your house, your confidence, your morale is boosted. It's more than normal. Like somebody will almost, the person will, even if the person can beat you, your confidence can shake the person like, not be you, be this, I'll be some day for house where you keep. You know that kind of a thing. So when you are within fellowship, that fellowship compass with your father, you don't lose faith. You don't lose faith. When you pray, you know, you pray believing, you know you are getting it. You don't lose faith. You're not just beating the air like the Bible describes. No. You know, even when you pray with content, you know. Hallelujah. So he requested. He got what he wanted. Quite all right. I'm not going to the repentant part. That's not the part I'm going to. But the part I'm sticking to tonight is, let's be so conscious of the Father's fellowship. Just like Pastor was talking on Sunday about Daniel being thrown into the lion's den in Sunday school when we're talking. That we have often described that the reason why the lions could not consume him is because they recognize that he's a tribesman. And that's what I'm talking about. Be a tribesman. Now, this is not about gender. Whether you're a female or male believer, you can be a tribesman. What it means is that you belong to this tribe. What tribe? The tribe of the Father. Hallelujah. Somebody can run past your father's compound and call your father, "Daddy, daddy, 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 daddy. Dog is pursuing me." And your father will open the door for him to enter and rescue him, right? Does that make him your father's son? No. He's only playing the role of a father. But guess what? If your own father sees you running from a distance, even without you calling, he will open door and run for to give you safety. Right? It's different. So let's always remember where we belong. We have a father, and it's not just any kind of father. It's a father that cares. It's a father that truly longs to do for us what we desire, more than we want it. So let's be watchful. Let's be careful as we're warned by the scriptures. The young man took all he wanted and went, gallivanting, spending, lived a wild life. I asked myself when I was reading that place, so where were the people he spent all those fortunes with when he was working at that pen, taking care of those pigs? Where were they? I guess they were even mocking him. Say, see that rich guy who come town 2 weeks ago? The guy don't broke. Oh. And that's what happens. That's what happens. May God give us wisdom to always know the path to tread. Amen. In these 21 days of power and beyond. You know, this is the program, this is the exercise that takes us into the new year, even before the new year comes. I hope you know that. So, most times, we have entered the new year even before others step into the new year, because part of this exercise is taking us into the heart of God to know what his plans for us for 2023 is. And that's it. We start living it from now. Hallelujah. So he lived a foolish life. spent all he had partying. He was the happening guy in town. And you know people like that, they will give you a name. Give you one fine nickname. I've seen a lot. They will call some e-money, cool cash, this, that. But when you're broke, I believe that guy. So when they see your cousin, put off on silent, they won't even pick. Why? Because there's nothing coming out of there anymore. May God give us wisdom to follow after his heart. All the Father longs to do is to fellowship, to have constant fellowship with us as his children, as his tribesmen. We bear on our body the mark of Christ, so we belong to that tribe. And that's the reason why when we walk, when we go out there and we carry this consciousness, things happen, but nothing touches you because you bear on your body the mark of Christ. So things just give way. I saw someone shared on social media how he escaped death. There was an accident, a ghastly car accident. You won't believe that guy came out untouched, unscratched. Not even a mark, not a scar. If you see the car, you will not believe it. What happened there? He has the mark. He sure has the mark. So we are tribesmen, and there is a mark. I remember vividly as we were growing up, there's this man, this chief, behind my father's compound, who had very large number of children. You know, those days, in our place, those days, is the number of children you have, how large your family is, that tells how big a man you are. So you have, here, this man has 23 children. He will now see the one who has 45. This one passed me. The next year, he don't take another two wives because he want to increase his number of children. So that's how they were living. So this man had a very large number of children. They were over 40. My father said they learned from here in there. But guess what? He does not know his children. So there's something he does. All his children, they give them mark. There's a particular mark, the way they tear their tribal mark. We used to laugh them when we were young, and it used to cause fights. So it's only when he sees those mark, he knows that, that's his. In fact, everybody knows in the town. Once you see that mark, this is Chief Omoyibo's son. You just know. They are the only ones with that mark. Their mark is big, and it's carved in a particular way. You just know that. In fact, when they see themselves, even if they are not living together, they know, this is my brother. You know, part of why he's doing it is creating a mark for his family so that as they are passing him, he won't now be missing who is not his child. He knows all his children. We have a mark. It's not a physical mark. It's a mark that is in our lives. And it speaks. You know how I know it speaks? When you confront situations, all you carry, they play a role. What you carry play a role. Satan taught us something the other time, and he said, when they press you, what comes out is as a result of what you are loaded with. So in these 21 days of power, let's endeavor to eat God's word. There are a lot of scriptures lined up for us. Let's study them. Let's pray with them. Let's go through them and use them. You can stand on your own, stand in your room and pray. At work, declare God's word and pray. You can pray. Pray for the church. Pray for the nation. You can pray. What you're doing, don't think it's a waste of time. I've heard people say, it's a waste of time to pray. This country, nothing happened. No, that's foolish talk. That's foolish talk. I was listening to a message not too long ago from TBN, and that struck me. The pastor was teaching, and he said, what people don't understand about that scripture that says pray for your nation is that Even as you're declaring, I'm praying for your nation. Words are spoken for. They are seeds. They go and they have the capacity to do something in line with what you have declared. God honors our word. Praise the Lord. He honors it. And not only that, you will see that even in your very environment, those words are seeds too. It will germinate. It will do something in your immediate environment. And that's the reason why when people be complaining about some things, it's like you're not in the same canopy with them. They'll be wanting to say, we are talking, you're not able to do. Are you not in the same shoes? Are you not facing the same thing? No, you are not. Because your seeds that you sown with your mouth is coming back and you are reaping it. So in that, why have you not been in a place where everybody's sweating, but for you, it's just normal? Somebody can enter here now. There's cool breeze here. And we are all, is anybody sweating here? But somebody, imagine somebody just entering and the person say, please honor the AC. I'm sweating. I'm sweating. You will look at the person, where is this one coming from? That's it. So even in an environment where, like the Bible described in Isaiah, where there is gross darkness and people are complaining. When I say gross darkness, it could be the economy. Somebody's complaining, economy. I'm there for market. This one, no fuel. This other. For you, I've been cruising my car since this. I don't really bother to look the fuel gauge. I've not bought fuel for over a week and I'm not worried. I'm just driving. So why people are complaining and this, that, traffic and this, that. Oh. What am I trying to say? You can operate a different economy because of your stand, because of the knowledge you have and the words you have spoken. They are seeds and they help you even in that place where you are, that small environment. It can do something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, as declared by the last place we read, he said, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a different people, peculiar, unique. We are special in our own way. So we are not on the same boat. I shared the testimony some time ago how we got to our farm. Everywhere was so flooded. And people were waiting for us to say, well done. Yoruba has so many greetings. I was hearing some today. Listen, Ekule, Ekushe, this one, Eku, 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 plenty. So they were waiting to greet us. But as they were waiting to greet us, now they greet them. But they said, you are all fine. Hope you are all fine. They were waiting with folded arms, like waiting to see when we get to the farm, whether we get to the farm and call for help. Oh, we got there. Water entered the pen quite all right. But the chickens were fine in their cage, yes. And they were looking at water under them like this. It didn't touch them. And they were wondering, what kind of people are these? That's what I'm talking about. 1 Peter 2:9. Say, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar name. You know what peculiar means? A unique breed, a special one. Like, I think a particular version said, like one that never existed before. Your type, not they. They never do one before. What it means is that, Sister Remy, there has never been a Sister Remy that is this beautiful, slim, like this, and tall in all day. Happiness is happiness just the way she is. There's no two you. Even Wari and Kewe that are twins, they are different. So you are special in your own way. If you like me, you'll be triplet. Me, you'll be quadruplet. You are different. You carry a destiny that is unique. And you need the appropriate information embedded in this word to carry out that which is written concerning your destiny. That's why you must build a strong and firm fellowship. I was telling the children this. Was it this morning? This morning, yes. A devotion this morning. That building a firm fellowship with the Father is very, very sacrosanct, very, very important, because that's what will determine the compass of your life. What will become of you? We are evolving. We will become that which has been written concerning us when we stick to the word and we consistently listen to the Father. He speaks. Oftentimes, I've learned, initially when I was just learning to know his words, how he speaks, it looks like joke. In fact, initially, I almost got discouraged because my wife would say, I better carry talk. I say, okay, now, okay, I'll carry talk. But and the more I saw it, I said, no, this carry talk is not carry talk. You know, and that's it. Because sometimes some people will almost make you feel discouraged. Like, I beg. So I remember one time when we traveled for holiday. And she was sick. She hardly fell sick. So she was sick and then she was going to take medication. And I said, no, let's just go to the hospital. And I got close and I touched her and I said, I think you're pregnant. I beg you, I beg you. Carry talk. So we got to the hospital. And doctor said, go do this test. Do this. And it was confirmed. You're pregnant. She looked at me. Carry talk. So the next visit again to the doctor, she wanted to check. I don't know what we went to do. So we went to hospital again to scan. I think that was in Delta State. Shortly before we went, I told her, I said, it's twins. She said, carry talk. I said, yes. Carry talk. And we got there. They put her down and as they just checked, you know those normal routine they do, they just looked at her, looked at me, and asked the question, do you have twins in your family? She was shocked and she looked at me, carry talk. I told her, I said, carry talk. So the next one that happened, I didn't go, she went alone, I guess. Yes, she went alone. She wanted to check to determine the sex of the babies, and I've told her, I said, I see two girls, so she said, carry talk. It's a boy and a girl. And that's why Kewa is the boy in the house. So she called me from Arshola Daddy and said, guess what? I said, two girls. I mean, the doctor said, two lovely, beautiful angels. I said, carry talk. Amen. I won't mention the other one I said. But you see, I wasn't angry about it because I said it the way it came. I wasn't even too sure. According to her, carry talk. But you see, if I stayed in that place of my carry talk, I'll be playing with a gift God has blessed my life with. With this same gift, I am using it right now and it's helping me even in my farm. So when I saw people shutting down and people losing their beds are dying and everything, there was an outbreak and everything, I stood on God's word and said, God, you have said I'm a chosen generation. I will have a different result. What kills the Egyptians will not kill me. And so God, my beds, everything in my farm, they belong to me. They are my tribe. I speak the language they understand. That's the reason why when I go to the farm and I'm speaking to them, people think I'm crazy. Yes, I'm really crazy. I'm crazy in the Holy Ghost because it takes an Holy Ghost mind. It takes a Holy Ghost crazy mind to speak to animals. Yes, to speak to animals. They hear me. Ask her. I've not been to the farm for 2 days, I guess, because I was down. When I got there to the from outside, they were making one noise. I don't know what happened. They said a bird flew into the place. And you know, they were just perturbed. And I spoke from outside. And I just mean, I said, Papi is here. These are that. Oh, they recognized the sound. They made a sound. I knew this. They were just saying, welcome. And I entered the place. And I started declaring. I started talking. I miss you guys. Blah, blah, blah. You need to see their gestures and everything. I said, I'm here. I said, but I want eggs. That's the most important thing. Money has to come. Hallelujah. But that's what we're talking about. God's plan for us is to live the kingdom life as tribesmen. Everything you do will be blessed and it will show forth. It will glorify his name. But you will enjoy the life. It's simple. Just read this and just follow it. There's nothing. There's no magic anywhere. There's no magic anywhere. I've shared with us how I went with Setman to a program in Ibadan. And I was just hungry when I saw the message he preached. I was just hungry and I felt and said, this same hunger, you can have it and just God's. And that's just it. I came home and My wife thought I had lost my mind. And that's just it. I said, Lord, I just want this. We are enjoying this sweet fellowship with you. I just want to have that fellowship with you. That's it. Men put in effort to chase babes, girls. Abi, men of the world, that's what they do now. And it's effort. Is it not effort? It's effort now. Do you know how many things they buy? Buy cake, buy even motorway, they don't get a good buy. Do so many foolish things. So, how many effort does it take really to get yourself into that flow, that relationship? Because if that to pursue, get they will feel, but to just pursue after this life, it's easy. Read the word, follow the word, and get the result. Simple. Read the word, follow the word, get the result. Simple. It doesn't take anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we rise up on our feet? We're just going to pray. Lay hand out of the door, shanda branda manti, kadea.